I'm George Walker. The Bloomington Playwrights Project is serving up Alone in the Light 08. It's their series of monologues written, directed, and performed by the ensemble of artists. This year's producer is Kelly Cochran. Our guests today are writer Brashun Joyner and actor Gabe Glodin from the show. Thanks very, very much for coming in. Now, this year I understand that there's just a little bit of a twist and there's actually a theme running through the show. Brashun?
We decided that we would have some kind of narrative thread going through each show, or each monologue. So all the monologues take place in a diner, sort of a roadside truck stop dive eatery. And so we thought of what are all the different possible characters that could come out of this setting. And so different writers and actors got together and created who you might see in a place like this and created stories from that.
Would it be too much to ask who your character is?
I wrote for an actor who actually plays the cello in real life, and I wanted to use that in the play, in the monologue somehow. So she is a cellist on her way to Philadelphia to audition for an orchestra, and she does not have enough money to buy a ticket for her cello. She refuses to put her cello underneath the bus that she's riding on, and she has to do that unless she buys a ticket for it. And so she takes the cello out into the diner and basically asks for tips as she's playing her cello, lamenting about the fact that she has to do this.
We're talking with Brashun Joyner, one of the writers for Alone in the Light 08. And we're also talking with actor Gabe Glodin about the characters set in Sal's Diner. Now, I should mention that although it's set in Sal's Diner, there's actually an opening performance Thursday the 17th at 7:30 that's a dinner performance at the Ragazzi Arte Cafe, definitely not a truck stop. The other performances, the more truck stop-like, but still classy, Bloomington Playwrights Project's Theater on 9th Street, and that's Friday and Saturday at 8. One of the actors is Gabe Glodin. Gabe, tell us a little bit about your character that's been written up by April Smallwood.
Yeah, April wrote me a character based on a person that I've never actually been. I've never been a server before, but I'm a server in this diner and having a very, very bad day. And just put it at that. And I don't want to give anything else away. I've never been a server before, but the way the monologue is written, it's perfect. And I can feel how it must feel like to be a server having a bad day and getting a lot of crap from the customers.
It'll make you want to make sure that next time you go out, you tip very, very well.
Exactly. And so that was the best part about having this, I think, working with this idea of this space and time that all the characters exist in. Because in previous Alone in the Lights, all the monologues have just been written on their own. A writer and an actor kind of team up together and they go write a monologue. And they usually don't share any kind of thematic consistency. But with the cohesive theme and the time and the place, we were able to create these characters that actually can interact within their own monologues. And so it's great, especially my character, since I'm the server, I'm basically interacting with everyone throughout the pieces.
We've been talking with Gabe Glodin. He's one of the actors. And Brashun Joyner, one of the writers. The actor-writer pairings of Alone in the Light, 08. It's set in Sal's Diner, which takes itself to the Ragazzi Arte Cafe on Rogers for Thursday's opening at 7:30, and then back to the Bloomington Playwrights Project's Theater Friday and Saturday for 8 p.m. performances. The producer this year, Kelly Cochran. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.